All right, welcome back to halftime here of the Yellow Jackets game with Averett. Robert Fish here. Pleased to have Laura Daugherty with us, the Director of Development for Athletics and the Yellow Jacket Club. And Laura, I appreciate you taking a couple minutes to visit with us. I know things are busy, and this is a busy time for you.
It is indeed. Thank you so much, Robert. I'm thrilled to be here.
Well, one of the things we want to talk about is, the project that's been taking place with the football field and the relocation of that, the new dorm that's gone up. The baseball field, we can see some of that start to take shape, but I know for the football field to change positions and have a different look and get some new turf in, that the folks involved in supporting Randolph-Macon kind of need to come to the forefront a little bit and maybe help out a little.
Yeah, we're reaching a deadline in the project. We need to raise an additional $725,000 commitments by October 1st in order to meet our goal of $3.5 million. If those commitments do come in, we'll start construction on the project as soon as the season ends, right after the Hampden-Sydney football game. The project will really change the face of Randolph-Macon football. It will be a new day for Day Field. We'll move the field north to south, which is the way most traditional football fields are aligned. We'll put down field turf, which will be amazing, especially considering all the rain we've been having. Our team can practice on it as much as possible. We can play night games on the field. We can use it for other sports. Lacrosse will also start to play on that field in the spring, which will really elevate the playing surface for our lacrosse team. More importantly, it'll enhance the game day experience for our fans. We'll have permanent stands, brick sidewalks, an official entrance to the facility, and it will really serve as the centerpiece of this side of campus and our athletics facility. So it's going to be spectacular when it's finished, but we still have a ways to go with fundraising.
I think if you were here for last week's game with Methodist, you could see some of that start to take shape and start to visualize what it would look like. Have you found that the first part with the dorm building with Andrews Hall there being up, maybe starting to see some reaction from people now as to maybe how they can get involved?
Yeah, you really feel a lot of positive energy and momentum when alumni come back to campus and see everything that sort of unfolded. We dedicated Estes Park, the new Hugh Stevens Field last April. And I think everyone was really surprised and, to be honest, was thrilled with how beautiful the baseball park has turned out. Knowing that that's just the first in a series of many projects, I think everyone's been heartened by the fact that this really is going to transform the face of campus. The Andrews dorm has just been sort of another step in that process. And now everyone can start to see where that football field is going to fit in all of this. And it really is the missing piece.
Okay, so we know that folks are heavily involved with the Yellow Jacket Club and heavily involved with contributing, and you certainly couldn't have gotten this far without some of those contributions. So what's the next step for people that want to get involved? What do they do, and how do they get to the next point?
Sure. Well, there's information on the athletics website about the Yellow Jacket Club. I am happy and available to talk to anyone who is interested in supporting the project. Folks can reach out to me. My office number is 804-752-7229. Or they can email us at yellowjacketclub@rmc.edu. And we will call them immediately back. And certainly I'm happy to share more information about the project and even specific naming opportunities, because we've had a lot of alumni who have played football throughout the years who have been interested in naming something on the field for themselves or a teammate, a former coach, or even someone else in their life that's had significant impact on them. So we are happy to honor your loved ones with the football field as well.
Yeah, and I guess the main thing, too, that we've touched on once already is that time is of the essence, so to speak. You really need to have something going quickly.
Yes, October 1st is that big deadline. We certainly do not want to postpone this project. It's imperative that it gets in place in time for our football team to start the season next year. So we really are relying on our Yellow Jacket fans to help out.
All right, Laura, thanks. Appreciate the time, and hopefully we get some response and get things going.
Yeah, thanks so much. Go Jackets.
All right, that's Laura Daugherty, the Director of Development for Athletics and the Yellow Jacket Club. Here is our halftime guest. We'll have more of today's contest after this word. Here on Hanover's Own WHAN.